It's over. Let's come back tonight. Believe in God to help us. Really help us.
Hallelujah. All right. Song of Solomon, chapter 5.
Amen. You're getting one half this morning. If the Lord willing, you go get the other half tonight. Half and half.
Hallelujah.
Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Amen. Again, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your giving. May God bless you. And let's be in prayer for the services. All right, in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, I'm going to start reading verse 9. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble set up on sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend. O daughters of Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for your goodness and for your mercy. I pray that you would touch our hearts and give us strength from the Word of God today. Give us just exactly what we need in this service today to encourage our hearts to press on just a little further. And everybody said, amen. I'd like to preach a little while this morning on all together lovely. All together lovely. The Shunammite woman, they asked her a question. Said, what is thy beloved? Why is he better than any other beloved? What makes him greater than any other beloved? And she begins to tell, of course, she gives characteristics of, you know, he was beautiful, his head was beautiful, eyes and so forth. And then she says there, he's just altogether love. Hallelujah. So I look out across the world and I see that there are all kind of doctrines and devils and religion that are pulling. And, you know, you talk to folks and they say, well, you know, preacher man, why? Why do you think that what you've got is better than anybody else? Why is it that your church is better than any others? And I said, well, I don't claim that my church is any better than any others, but I do claim this, that the God that I serve is the greatest of all the world. Hallelujah. A young man was studying one time. He was studying religions. He had studied the religion of Hinduism. He had studied the Muslim faith. He had studied the Eastern cults and so forth. And he somehow he asked his professor, he said, you know, I would like to learn something about Christianity. So the professor knew of a preacher and he said, well, go ask that preacher there. He's a good man. He's a Christian, great Christian man. Go ask him. He can tell you about Christianity. So this young man goes and he said, sir, said, I've studied the religions of the world, Eastern mysticism. I've studied the Muhammad. I've studied the Prophet Muhammad. I've studied Buddhists. I've studied many faiths. But he said, I'd like to know something about Christianity. And so the preacher said to him, he said, well, son, he went and got a copy of the New Testament. And he gave it to him and he said, read this through and then come back and we'll talk about Christianity. So several months later, the man showed up and said, well, I read it. He said, well, what'd you find out? He said he was a great teacher, wonderful rabbi, wonderful leader of his people. He said, gave it to him, said, read it again. Woo. Came back a few months later, said, well, what'd you learn out? Said, well, said, I found out he was a really good man. Did a lot of good works and healed some folks, opened blinded eyes, actually raised some people from dead. Said he was a very good man, had a lot of power to, you know, to heal folks. Said, son, read it again, and then come back and talk to me. Woo! Early the next morning, they got a knock on the door. There stood that young man. His face was red and swollen. His eyes were swollen. And he said, son, what'd you find out? He said, I found it out. He said, I found out he is the Savior. Hallelujah. I found out he is the Savior. And he saved me early this morning. I got saved. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you something, neighbor. He's more than just a teacher. He's more than just a rabbi. He's more than just another prophet. He's more than just one who healed the sick and raised the dead and opened the blinded eyes. The greatness that makes him greater than all the rest is my beloved. Amen. Is altogether lovely. And he's one that he is a Savior that will redeem you from the curse and the darkness of sin. Oh, hallelujah. I want to preach about three areas that I feel like he is altogether lovely in. First off, I believe he was altogether lovely in his birth. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that there was a little lady by the name of Mary. And she was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph. And before they had got married, even the angel of God come to her and said, Mary, blessed art thou among women. Amen. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb. The angel said, you're going to conceive. You're going to bear a son. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. He said, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Holy Ghost, amen, shall, he said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, neighbor, woo! It wasn't just another birth. It wasn't just another day. It wasn't just another child. No, 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 Mary. You have been overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. And this child that you're going to bear is the Son of the Highest. Glory. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the hope of the world. He's the life. He's the light. He's the hope. He's redemption. He's salvation. He's deliverance. He's the God. He's the mighty God and the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. He was altogether lovely in his birth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Amen. He was so altogether lovely at his birth. Amen. That not only did the angel speak to Mary, but when he was born, the angels appeared, and they began to appear to shepherds on the hillside, and said, born unto you in this day is the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I've often wondered why. Why Bethlehem? Well, it was near Bethlehem that they raised the sheep and the goats that were to be sacrificed. It was right there that they would take those little pasture lambs, and there when they were born, they would be inspected by the priest, and they would be kept aside for the sacrifice. But it was right there at Bethlehem. Woo! Glory! And while the high priest was looking over the lamb and trying to find the pasture lamb, born in a Bethlehem manger was the Lamb of God. Born in a stable was the one who was altogether lovely, the Son of the Most Highest, the Redeemer, the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. He's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Woo. Oh, listen. Oh, I want to preach to you. My God. Amen. As far as I know, As far as I know, when Joseph Smith was born, there wasn't the angels to announce his birth. As far as I know, when Mohammed was born, there wasn't any angels to announce his birth. Hello? Woo! Whoever found a Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons, as far as I know, wasn't nobody there to announce their birth, or Buddha, or Socrates, or nobody else. But I'm going to tell you, brother, when that one who was altogether lovely, when that one that was born, the Lamb of God, and the light of the world was born, I'm going to tell you, the heavens begin to light up. The angels begin to sing. Heaven begin to rejoice. My God, my God, my God, he was altogether lovely in his birth. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know how you were. I don't know how you were. But you know, when my children were born, I thought they were just lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Nathan, when he was born, I was a little worried about him. He come out, his head was pointed. He almost looked like a cone head. He really honestly did. Look like a cone head. And I was worried about it. I asked the doctor, I said, is he going to be all right? Oh, I said, he'll be all right. Said, and sure enough, he lay there in that crib, and about, I guess it was just from the, come through the birth canal. And and about 3 or 4 hours, his little head the cone head went out, and he got a round little head. And I thought, man, isn't he beautiful? And little Brent, he is beautiful. From the day he was born, little Beth, just beautiful. Amen. I thought they were lovely. Ah! My God, my God. I listen. I'd have loved to have been there at the manger bed as that little child was born. And they looked at them little chubby hands. They looked at them little feet. Woo! They looked at them little eyes. Glory! My God, my God, my God. I wonder if Mary could understand as she looked at them little chubby hands. They were the hands that were going to raise the dead, open the blinded eyes. My God, unstop the deaf ears. Rebuke the... You're not helping me. I said, rebuke the winds, rebuke the waves, calm the storms, heal the fevered brow. My God, I wonder if she understood that those hands were altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, glory. That those little chubby hands in time that would heal the sick, raise the dead, still the storm, calm the fevered brow. In eternity, they were the hands that flung the stars. Woo! Great God, help me. Ah! I wonder if she could realize in eternity, even the hands of the Son of God were the hands that made all things, because John said with him were all things made, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Are you listening to me? When the stars and the moon were hung on nothing, when the oceans were weighed out, when the mountains were weighed in scales, when the dust was comprehended a measure, when the oceans were held in the hollow of his hand, it was that little child who was altogether lovely. I said, altogether lovely at his birth. I'd have loved to have seen those little hands. Woo! I wonder, as she looked at them pretty little feet, she could understand that in eternity they were the feet that walked on the Milky Way. Woo! I wonder if she understood that in eternity, that those feet had walked in the ivory palaces of God. Woo! I wonder if she understood in eternity they had walked in the Garden of Eden. Yes, in the eternal past. They had walked in the Garden of Eden. They had walked on the wings of the wind. They had walked in the presence of God. And yet in time, they were the feet that would walk on the water. Ha ha. In time, they were the feet that would walk the dusty roads to reach the lost and the broken. They were the feet, hallelujah, that would go to every village and every town and reach and touch. They were the hands that pulled the broken. They were the hands that rescued the man in the ditch. They were the hands that rebuked the demon powers. They were the hands that cleansed the lepers. They were the hands that made the clay and put on the man's eyes. They were the hands that reached for those that were down and said, you're going to come up. Why? Because he was altogether lovely. Hallelujah. I said, altogether lovely. Yes. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. fat rascal out. My God. Amen. Show me anybody that he healed. Show me when he walked on the stars. Tell me when he hung the stars and the moon on nothing. Somebody help me preach here this morning. Bring him on out. My God, show me the sick that he healed. The dead that he raised. The blinded eyes he opened. My God, bring him on out. And show me those that he set free from the darkness of sin. I want to tell you, he's my Lord. He's my master. Because he's all together lovely. Hallelujah. Woo! Shout out the Hakama Hoso Kumahasa. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Oh, come on here. My God. Oh. Woo! Oh, come on here. Amen. I wonder. I've often wondered. I guess it don't really make any difference, but it's just something to think about. I wonder if he cried. I don't know. I'm not saying he did or didn't. I don't know. I wonder if he wept. But oh, Brother Gabriel, I wonder if she understood that whenever he cried, well, whenever he spoke, I don't know, whenever he made that first sound. Woo! I wonder if she understood that the voice of that little baby, that one that was altogether lovely, woo! Shaka Masai, that in eternity, those, that was the word, that was the man that spoke the world into existence. Woo! My God. Amen. When he began to talk as a child, I wonder if she understood that was the word in the eternal past. That was the voice of God that spoke, that was like thunder. That was the voice of God that spoke like lightning. That was the voice of God that shook the mountains. That was the voice of God that thundered from the glories of heaven. I wonder if she understood that in time he would speak the words and men would say, never a man spake like this man. Woo! He would speak words of life. He would speak words of redemption. He would speak words of healing. He would speak words of cleansing. Oh, come on here now. My God, he would speak words of everlasting value. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Well, I want to tell you something. He was altogether lovely. I want to tell you, he's altogether lovely. And the words that he speaks today, they're still spirit. They're still life. They're still hope. They're still joy. They're still deliverance. They still got power. They still set the captive free. They still break the chains. They still break the fetters. They still give life and hope to all mankind. Lift your hands this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He is all together lovely. What is your beloved? That is more than any other. You understand? He's all together lovely. Oh, no. He wasn't just a religious figure. He wasn't a denomination. Oh, y'all listen to me. I said he wasn't a denomination. He wouldn't belong to the MPEA or the Assemblies of God or the Church of God. No. He was all together lovely. Woo! He was holy. He was sinless. He was life. He was hope. He was liberty. He was the Son of God incarnate. Breathed the man the breath of life. Hallelujah. Behold, unto you born this day is a Savior. A Savior. Not just a son. Not just a child. Not just a... No. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh my. Why is he more lovely altogether? I'll tell you why. Because he is a Savior. He is a Redeemer. He is the Christ. He's the hope of the ages. Ah, glory, glory. He's the Paschal Lamb. He's the Redeeming Christ. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the express image of the Father. He's the fairest of 10,000. Oh, glory. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the day lily. He's the day star. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, he's all together lovely. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm not much. I don't know too much about flowers. But I know they have a thing called a daylily. They call it a daylily because at night it folds its petals in. And then when the morning comes, it opens back up. Glory. Hallelujah. He is my day lily. I said, he is the day lily. The night was dark. And the world was lost. But when he that was altogether lovely came, woo, the day lily opened up. Hope bloomed anew. Shakamasanda. Life came anew. Hope came anew. Hope spring eternal. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was altogether lovely. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo. He was altogether lovely in his birth. I could go on with that. Let's press on. He was altogether lovely in his life. Oh, hallelujah. Whew. Oh, there was no guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. Oh, glory. He said, foxes have holes, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He would have fit in this generation, you know? Yeah. Even those who think every preacher's a money hawk. He would have fit in with them because he never took any offerings. Some people would have just loved that to death. He never took any tithe up. They love that for sure. Hallelujah. He never took any pledges up. No. He just came and walked. Said, I'm the Son of God. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Ah, he was meek. He was lowly. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh my God, hear me. He never failed. He never lost his temper. He got angry, but he didn't sin. He got angry with the money changers. He got angry with the Pharisees and Sadducees. But he never, you hear me, he never lost his temper. He got angry at sin. He was, and the Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. God has always, always been angry with sin. Always! You listen to me. He got angry, but he never lost his temper. Praise God, what I like about him. He never went to a funeral that he didn't break it up. Woo! Glory! I've never read anywhere in the Bible where he met a blind man and he didn't take time to open his eyes. Glory! Are y'all still here? Oh, glory! They pressed in the houses. Amen. Those he couldn't touch, if they could just touch him. Hallelujah! The lady said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made. Now maybe that don't help you any, but it sounds like a man that's altogether lovely. The words that he spoke were altogether lovely. The deeds that he did were altogether lovely. The life that he lived was altogether lovely. The souls that he redeemed was altogether lovely. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Listen to a preacher of a night. He told about when he first got saved. He wanted to do something for God, so he started working in the prisons. He said he'd go down the cell, and in every prison there's a large, it seemed like there's a group of Muslims. You know, there's always a group of Muslims. And so he was preaching about Jesus, the Son of God. He could hear the ones down at the end. They were taunting and jeering and talking about chanting Muhammad and all that stuff. But he kept on talking about Jesus. Woo! He kept on talking about his power to heal, his power to save, his power to deliver. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of a sudden, one of them boys said, hey, preacher man, come here. Woo! What? They said, hey, so I'd like to have a Bible. One of his friends said, you don't want to give him a Bible. He said, all they'll do is just burn it. They'll just tear it up. And so he said, so he found him one. Just hand that to me. So he found the Bible, and he went up to that barn. He said, son, he said, if I give you this Bible, are you going to read it? Will you read it? He said, sir, I promise you, I will read it. Woo! A couple months later, went back down there. They got to going down the prison cells. They got to preaching. After a while, he heard a voice down the end. Said, hey, preacher! Come on down here and preach that. Said, come on down here. We want to hear about it. And there was that young man. Amen. And he said, preacher, I read that Bible. I got saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! What was it? I'll tell you what it was. He found the one that was altogether lovely. He found the one that was life. He found the one that gave mercy. He found the one that gave deliverance. He found the one that gave hope. Oh my God, he's altogether lovely. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Ah, come on. All it heard from the bosom was hate and kill and fight. That's all he'd heard. But he got to read that Bible about somebody who loved. He read about somebody who cared. Woo! He read about somebody who said, I'll be the lily of your valley. He read about somebody who got down and picked up those in the ditch. Woo, Curtis! He read about somebody who cared for the outcast. He read about the man who had time for the demoniac at the bar. Oh, come on here. He read about the man who had time for a woman at the well who was an outcast. And he read how he went by and said, yeah, I've got some water. You drink this, come on here. You'll never thirst again. Oh, glory, glory. He read how he fed the thousands. He read how he stilled the storm. He read how he walked on the water. He read about the words that he gave was life. He read about the promises. He read about heaven. He read about hope. He read about the Son of God. And he said, you know what? I think I'm going to take the one that's all together lovely. Hallelujah. Woo! The words he spoke were altogether lovely. They were life. They were hope. They were salvation. They were words of peace. His works. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He had mercy on the outcast. Oh, God. He was all together lovely in his life. Can the church say amen? I said he was altogether lovely in his life. Can the church say amen? Woo! Hallelujah! My God, I don't care where you go. I don't care who you talk to. Are you listening to me? I don't care who you talk to. Everybody's got a story about a preacher, a priest, a rabbi. They did this, they did that. You know what? My God. Where there's men, there will be failures. Where there are men, there will be fallacies. Where there are men, we are clay. I'm not perfect. I've never claimed to be perfect in any even one minute. No, I'm just as clay can be. Just like you've got clay feet, I've got clay feet. But I want to tell you about one who's all together lovely. God, you may pick me apart. You may say, well, you could do this and you could do that. And I'd have to say, yeah, you're right. But I challenge you to find one blemish on that one who was all together lovely. Woo! If you're serving me, you're going to be disappointed. If your life is all about my gospel church, you're going to be disappointed. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you get your eyes on the one who is altogether lovely, hallelujah! Oh, come on here. I said, if you get your eyes on the one that's altogether lovely, he'll never let you down. He'll never fail you. My God, because he's altogether lovely. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Together lovely in his death. Say, now, wait a minute, preacher. Hold on here. Wait a minute. The Bible said there was no form nor comeliness that we should desire him. Isaiah 53. And when we saw him, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. For surely we didn't see him stricken, smitten of God. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. When we saw him, when we saw him, there was no form. There was nothing that we should desire. He was mangled. He was marred. He was beaten. Oh no. It wasn't his marred and mangled body that was beautiful. That's not what I'm talking about. But what was altogether lovely about his death was that in his death, he had time for a thief hanging. What was altogether lovely about him in his death is that while those men were cursing and screaming insults at him, he was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Woo! What was altogether lovely about his death was when he was at the lictor's post and taking the beating of his life, and that cat of nine tails was tearing hunks of flesh out of him. It was for the healing of my bodies. What was altogether lovely about the cross was not the mangled form, but what was lovely about it was that he was dying for my salvation. And from the blood stain that sunk into the ground, my God, from the blood that dripped down into the gallstone, into the limestones of Golgotha, and of the limestones where his blood flowed, there sprang life, and there sprang hope, and there sprang deliverance, and there sprang salvation. My God, he was altogether lovely in his death, because at death he abolished sin. At death, he took all the handwriting of ordinances that were against me and contrary to me, all the charges against me, and he nailed them to the cross. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. What was altogether lovely about the cross was that he bore my punishment, and he bore my sins, and he bore my shame, and he bore my death. What was lovely about the cross was that it gave me life, and it gave me hope, and it gave me access to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. He was altogether lovely in his death. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Woo! Oh, glory. No, Calvary wasn't pleasing to the eyes. No, Calvary. Oh, it was the most horrible scene. And yet it was there at the cross that I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. I'm telling your neighbor, why? Tell me, why is your beloved more than another? I'll tell you why. Because he went to a cross and he died for my sins. And he's the only one that can save me. Mohammed don't have the power to forgive sins. Buddha don't have the power to forgive sins. Joseph Smith don't have power to forgive sins. Only one has got that power, and his name is Jesus. The altogether lovely, his name is Jesus. The Son of God, his name is Jesus. The Wonderful Counselor, his name is Jesus. The Mighty God, his name is Jesus. The Everlasting Father, his name is Jesus. The Prince of Peace, I want to tell you, he's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Lift your hands this morning. Woo! Woo! I'm feeling good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, is anybody here glad that you're saved this morning? Is anybody glad that you know the Son of God? Does anybody here know this one that's altogether lovely? Does anybody know the Son of God? Hallelujah. He's all together lovely, lovely, lovely in His death. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, He was all together lovely in His resurrection. What is your beloved? What is He more than any other? Huh? I mean, why is your God better than mine? Why is your faith better than mine? Well, I'm going to tell you one more time. It's altogether lovely because He rose from the dead and validated His claims. I forgot who it was. And I've probably been several of them. Several of those, you know, those cultic people that died. And, you know, they, my God, you know, they, I can't remember the one that they, I don't know, kept him up for, you know, kept him 3, 4, 5, I don't know, 6, 7 weeks, I don't know how long it was. I read about it just recently, and because they said that, you know, they was going to raise from the dead. They kept up a vigil, and they waited and they watched. Oh, my God, they never rose from the dead. They rotted in the grave like everybody else. Mohammed, Buddha, all the rest of the farces and fakes. Every one of them filled a grave somewhere. They woke up, their souls woke up in hell. Woo! Hallelujah! But this man said, hallelujah, you can't take my life, but I'm going to lay it down. Woo. And he said, in 3 days, I'm going to take it up again. Ha ha! Woo! He that said, tear this temple down in 3 days, and I'll raise it back up. Come off the cross. Yeah, if you're so great, mighty, come down off the cross, big man. You said you could tear the temple down and build it back in 3 days. He could have tore it down and built it back in 3 seconds if he wanted to. Woo, somebody say yeah. Ah, I said he could have built it back in 3 seconds. Great God of heaven. He wasn't talking about the temple. He's talking about this body. Lay it down on the ground. Hallelujah. But on the third day, I'm coming up out of there because I'm altogether lovely. The Bible said it was not possible that death should be holding of him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why? Because He was the Son of God. And He was altogether lovely. I said He was altogether lovely. Hallelujah. When they took Him out off that cross and tenderly bathed the wounds, tenderly bathed the back that was plowed, the Bible said, like you plowed a field. When they wiped and began to wash that brow, that crown of thorns had been pressed on, and they wiped the blood and the spit and the swollen cheeks. My God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Was it Joseph Arimathea that craved the body of Jesus? He took it. He said, I'm going to wash him. I'm going to wrap him up. I'm going to put him in my tomb. It's all right, Joseph. You can have it back in 3 days. Woo! Hallelujah. I had to catch a fish to get the money to pay my taxes. Oh yeah. Glory. Ah, hallelujah. I never had nothing in this life. Amen. I had to borrow the tomb that they buried me in, but that's all right. I'm going to give it back to you. Woo! Ah, come on here. Isn't that ironic? He that in the eternal past owned everything in this life owned nothing. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. And here he is. And they laid him, they wrapped him up and laid him in this tomb. No doubt weeping, crying, sobbing. Woo! Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, the next time they saw him, I said the next time they saw him, he was all together lovely. Woo! Ah! Hallelujah. The words he spoke to them was altogether lovely. Oh, come on here. They said tonight our hearts burned within us as we walked the road to Emmaus. Glory. What was it? The one that was altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Amen. Come with them and said, let me walk a little bit with you. And as he walked, their hearts began to burn. He that was altogether lovely. My God, the words began to revive them. Hallelujah. And if you're down, if you're discouraged, if you're distressed, let the one that's altogether lovely begin to walk with you. He's got words of life. He's got words of encouragement. He's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. The woman comes. She sees what she supposed was the gardener. Where have you taken my Lord? I brought some spices. I brought some stuff. Woo. Well, all of a sudden, he that was altogether lovely said, Mary, Rabboni, Master. Woo! When you heard that word, when you heard that voice, when he said Mary, woo! When he says Gabriel, come on, when he says Jeff, when he says John, when he says Paul, hallelujah, when he says Silas, woo! Glory! Hallelujah! When I was lost, when I was undone, and he said to me, Paul, I heard his voice. I said, there's life. I said, there's hope. I said, there's resurrection. My God, has anybody ever heard the Master talking to you? Glory! When you hear his voice, it's all together lovely! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah! Buster, when sin was bringing you down, it said, I'm going to take you to the bottom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And your head was low, and your heart was low. Whew, come here, hallelujah. All of a sudden, the man that was altogether lovely, whew, started walking. Woo! And he said, Buster, my Lord. Like Saul. He said, Saul, Saul, my Lord, where are you? What, I hear a voice. What is it? It's me, the one that's altogether lovely. Woo! Hallelujah. And as you kept on walking with the Buster, as you and him kept walking, after a while, hallelujah, he said, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to give you life. Oh, glory. And the one that's altogether lovely, my God, broke the chains, broke the fetters, and said, live and give you life. Hallelujah. He's altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Ah, come on here today. My God, my God. I'm not preaching about Mickey Mouse. I'm not preaching about your favorite movie star. I'm talking about the man that's altogether lovely. The Son of God. The Son of Righteousness. The Son of Peace. Glory. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The hope of the world. The Messiah. And the soon coming King of a church. Hallelujah. Woo! Mother, fault your old buddy. Come here, pal. Yeah, have you ever been a little down and your head hangs so low and the problems of life sort of pulling you down? You say, Lord, I don't understand. I thought you'd do it this way. I thought surely by now, you know, I mean, I just thought, Lord, that I just thought you was going to do something different. And as you walked, he began to talk to you. Whew. He kept on talking. Woo! And he kept saying, now, wait a minute, Roger, wait a minute. Too much tribulation got in her. You kept on walking. He said, I'm going to supply your needs according to my riches. And he kept on talking. And after a while, your head got lifted up. Woo! After a while, you got feeling better. Oh, glory! And after a while, he left you. And you said, hey, I feel different. What happened? The one that's altogether lovely, the one that rose from the dead, come walking beside me. Hallelujah! And said, lift up your head, lift up your heart, lift up your feet. You're going to make it. I'm going to be your guide. I'm going to be your strength. I'm going to be your hope. I'm altogether lovely. Hallelujah! Lift your hands one more time here this morning. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall I live again. He was all together lovely. And I'm going to close out. And I'm going to tell your neighbor, he's going to be all together lovely when he comes back again. Oh, my God. Well, the Silver Swain, that's called the blessed hope. Whew. Whew. You hear me? The blessed hope.
Blessed hope through Christ Jesus.
Yes. Blessed hope through Christ.
Blessed hope through Christ Jesus. Sister Bonnie, what did they call that?
Blessed hope.
The what now?
Blessed hope.
The blessed hope. Woo! Ha ha! My God, y'all getting this? Hallelujah. The blessed hope. Hallelujah. Oh, listen to me. This I've had about all this old world I can take. I'm so sick of seeing people who are bound by sin. Bodies covered with tattoos. Lips pierced, nose pierced, ears pierced, tongues pierced. Whole, you know, I'm just sick of seeing drunks and drug addicts and people that are, I'm just sick of this world. Woo! My brother, the one that's altogether lovely is fixing to step out on the clouds. Hallelujah. And when he does this, let me tell you what you can do, gal. Let me tell you what you can do. On the way up, just give that a toss. Because you won't need it ever again. Mother thought you were old buddy. Come here, pal. Yeah, have you ever been a little down and your head hanging so low and the problems of life sort of pulling you down? You say, Lord,
it is coming back in His resurrection. This mortal is going to put on immortality. Death is going to be swallowed up in victory. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. My God, neighbor, there is a blessed hope. There is a resurrection. The altogether lovely, the Son of God, the Redeemer, is going to come back. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Are you looking? Are you waiting? Are you hoping? Are you looking for the altogether lovely one?
Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. He's all. Your hope. I'm altogether lovely.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands one more time here this morning. Jesus said,